Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope you're doing well. It is definitely fall. It is definitely getting chilly, and it is definitely time to maybe move away from some different sports. Boy, wasn't the World Series exciting? How about that? The Washington Nationals, who become the world's champs, and that whole World Series, something that's never happened in any major sport where the home team never won in the final seven games, in the final seven. Can you imagine that? The visiting team won every game. And, of course, the Washington Nationals come away with the first championship that they've had in Washington, D.C. in a long time. So we're happy for them. But it's time to move away from baseball. And that's hard for me to do because I love baseball. It's hard for me to move away from baseball. And we're going to talk basketball today. We're going to talk basketball with a guy that's been a friend of mine for a number of years, Jeff Meyer. He is now the assistant coach at Butler University, and before that he was assistant coach at the University of Michigan, and he's been around. He's been at Liberty University as a head coach. He was assistant coach at Indiana University. And one thing about Jeff is he is so solid, so strong as a Christian. And in this day and age, with all the various things that go on with high-profile sports and high-profile athletics, it's just important to have someone like Jeff who can help out and can be a top-notch assistant. And the head coach at Butler University, who we're going to get on the show here sometime in the future, LaValle Jordan, who also came from the University of Michigan, he also is a very solid Christian man. So it's good to know, isn't it? Isn't it good to know that when you watch teams play, that there are Christian athletes out there, no matter whether they are, whether it's baseball or football or whatever it is. And in our case today, it's college basketball with Butler University. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear our interview with Jeff Meyer of the Butler Bulldogs. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And today I got an old friend with me, Jeff Meyer, who's now the assistant coach of the Butler Bulldogs. We go back a number of years. Jeff, first of all, it's great to talk to you again about Face to Face.
Yeah, great to see you again, Tom. And it's good to know that Face to Face still on the air.
We're still going.
And, that is tremendous.
You're now in your second year here as an assistant to LaValle Jordan. Both of you came from a very successful run with John Beilein up in Michigan. What brought you to Butler?
Well, Butler's a place where Karen and I, my wife and I, had been here in the early 2000s. So it's been about 10 years, 12 years ago, following my experience at Liberty University and Winthrop University. And Butler has a rich basketball tradition. It's got a tremendous academic program for student athletes. And quite frankly, my 6 years with Val Jordan at Michigan, Val's a tremendous young rising star in our profession who loves the Lord, committed to his faith walk. And when he accepted the job here, he reached out to Karen and I, asked if we would be interested in coming back to Indiana, coming back to Butler University. And certainly we prayed about that. And, you know, Karen and I are both from Indiana, and so we have Hoosier roots, and so we prayed about it, and we felt like this season of life, this is where God wanted us to be.
Hinkle Fieldhouse is one of the most special places. I've been here, and with Face to Face, I've been able to interview guys going way back. In fact, Darnell Archie and I were Darnell Archie, who was here a few years ago, actually taught with my wife in Columbus. So we've got a lot of tradition here, and it never changes for me when I walk into Hinkle Fieldhouse. Even this morning when I walk in here, there's an aura here. As a coach, do you ever kind of get over that, or is Hinkle just always seems to be one of the more special places for basketball?
No, Hinkle is historic, and it is a special place. And I don't think it's any more special than it is on game night here, because when you walk into Hinkle on game night, we have a full house, and it's a great environment to coach in. It's a great environment to play in. Barry Collier, our athletic director, has done a tremendous job, moving the program from the Horizon League, where we competed a number of years ago, to the Big East. And certainly the renovations here at Hinkle are ongoing, but they've been able to bring us up to speed to allow us to have some resources that we need in recruiting. But Hinkle's special. It's the cathedral of basketball facilities, certainly here in Indiana. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to coach at Purdue and Mackey Arena and Indiana Assembly Hall. But no question, Hinkle Fieldhouse is a special, special place.
And you talk about special places. How about Chrysler Arena at University of Michigan, where you were, I think, for, 11 years, 12 years you were there?
Karen and I were there for 9 years.
9 years.
And certainly, during that time, old Chrysler was renovated, and we added the Player Development Center, a practice facility for our student-athletes. And we had a great run there. Coach Beilein's a dear friend of mine, and he's tremendous in terms of his faith walk, his integrity. It's every day about being just obedient to his faith walk and working with integrity, and certainly the Lord blessed our time together at Michigan.
Let's talk a little bit about the situation of college basketball today. It could be that the media is just overplaying it, but the last couple of years have been kind of tough for college basketball with a number of scandals, and how tough is it to coach and recruit and continue to keep your integrity in this profession?
Well, it's certainly a season in our sport that has some challenges, and obviously, for us, I'm talking about us here at Butler, we just kind of stay in our lane. We know the right thing to do, and that's what drives us. We try to operate the Butler way, is built on core values that are biblical in nature. Having a sense of humility and having a passion for the young people that we work with, being thankful and for the opportunity here, and certainly accountability is a big part of what we hold our kids to, and we know that as we represent Butler, it's a special place, and we're going to operate with integrity. So. Is it challenging? When you know what your core values are, you understand that the decisions we made are going to be made based on our values, Tom. And so the noise that goes on in and around in college basketball with the FBI investigation and the trials that go on, certainly there are points that would, from a public perspective, be very challenging and bothersome. But we just kind of do what we do here at Butler, and that's a element that is unfortunate. But at the same time, if it helps college basketball move in a more positive and in a better direction, then there'll be some good that comes out of it.
You can certainly, we're part of a program that could make integrity work and could be successful. You had a tremendous run, as I said, at Michigan, including the national runner-up, and John Beilein really turned the program around there. Tell me about the culture at Michigan and the kind of players that you had there, and what that national championship game that you were experiencing, what that was like.
Well, we really titled our, and we developed a culture there around our core values, which we wanted to line up with who Coach Beilein is day to day. So integrity, appreciation, unity, passion, those were core values that we built that program, or rebuilt that program, and we were not going to be able to recruit the one-and-done prospects of the day. So we basically just day in and day out, we tried to target kids that we felt like would recruit, would represent Michigan, their families, and those core values. And we taught those core values. And Coach Beilein is very passionate about skill development. So our approach was, we're going to recruit probably not the top 25 kids, the top 50 kids, but if you look at a 50 to 100, we're going to try to get a team of kids that love basketball. They've got a good talent base, but they have the right character qualities. And we're going to try to build it through skill development and our core values. And we were fortunate to be able to do that with guys like Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway Jr. and Glenn Robinson, Caris LeVert, who now plays with the Nets. You know, we had a run of really talented players that really developed while they were at Michigan.
Now, you've been in the coaching range since 1978, and let's talk about you a little bit, your travels. I think you've been with 9 different programs, just started out kind of small, and then you went down to Liberty. At Liberty, you had a tremendous success taking that program actually from an NAIA program to a Division I program. Tell me about your years at Liberty and what you remember about that and what that transition was like getting into Division I.
Certainly, Liberty University, and it was at that point in time, Liberty Baptist College. You know, the founder, Jerry Falwell, had a vision to move the program from, at that time, at the NCCAA, which is a National Christian College Athletic Association, to Division I. And, you know, so, you know, I was very young, very fortunate to have the opportunity to grow the program. I look back on it, and it's been a number of years. It was a great place for Karen and I to have our children, and it was a great environment for our family, our kids at a young age. And certainly there's a lot of opportunity for leadership inside building a program. You know, Lord just blessed our time there. And certainly since we've been apart or gone, the program or the university has kind of exploded in terms of facilities and what they've done to build the university. And they're doing quite well right now.
Yeah, they play in the Big South, I believe, which is a conference that sends teams to the NCAA, and you've done a lot in making that happen over the years. Our guest is Jeff Meyer. He's the assistant coach of Butler University. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Jeff Meyer, who's the assistant coach and a longtime friend going back to our days at Indiana, and he'd been a number of different places. But you came out of Taylor University, and in doing just a little bit of catching up on you, I saw a quote where you said that maybe that was the most influential time of your life, playing for Taylor University. Tell me about what Taylor University means to you.
Well, let's back up. You know, I grew up in rural Indiana, Tom, and went to North White High School, and my high school basketball coach had attended Taylor. And so, you know, just the passion I had for playing this game and his influence on my life. I got became a Christian through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization as a junior in high school, Estes Park, Colorado. And Coach Overman, Bob Overman, who had graduated from Taylor, was our high school coach and our huddle leader for FCA. And just through his mentorship, I became a Christian, and he was instrumental in my decision to go to Taylor. So, you know, just growing up in a family where my dad worked in a factory and mom was stay at home with 6 kids, you know, having the opportunity to go to a college and play basketball at Taylor, more importantly, just the day-to-day experiences on a Christian campus, certainly were foundational in my faith walk. And, you know, it was certainly, I look back on that Sometimes in life, when the most important things are happening, we quite often don't know what's going on. Lord certainly used those 4 years of my life to grow my faith walk. And, I look back on that, and they were foundational years. And the Lord certainly blessed me with the opportunity and certainly the experience of Taylor University.
You run into all kinds of diversity when you run into players that you have at whatever university you're at. Even with a Christian university, you get some players that are still kind of struggling in their faith. How do you take your faith values and employ them whatever you're at? What's your approach? What's your strategy to, if you have one, to when you come in contact with kids and coaches and even fans?
Well, certainly you would like to think that your lifestyle is a message to the young people that you work with, Tom. You'd mentioned, Liberty University. When you go to a Christian university, you have an opportunity for more of a platform of corporate discipleship. You start each practice with a devotional. You can pray, and we do that before practice and after practice, and it's certainly a lot more freedom and just expressing how the scripture can come alive and be applied to athletic scenarios. And I think kind of moving on to different universities where they're not entrenched or based on Christian values, your approach to discipleship is different. It's more one-to-one. And every place I've been, there's been young men who have been involved in Athletes in Action or Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and you kind of find out who those kids are, and you're able to pray with them, and you're able to spend time with them, and kind of just pour your life experiences and what the Lord has done in your life with them. And hopefully at that point in time, they're able to see it and follow it.
Now, you're at Butler University, and you talked earlier about the fact that there's biblical values here. So when a player comes here, do you have a little bit more freedom to talk about Christ, even though you obviously this has a number of diverse players that come in here? But does Butler give you a little bit more freedom in that way?
I don't know that Butler any more freedom than Michigan or Indiana or Purdue or Missouri. All those are academic institutions first and foremost, and you're certainly respectful of the diversity that goes on a college campus. And again, at the same time, you'd like to think that your lifestyle is probably the biggest message that you can send to young people. And then you have those opportunities where you can share your faith if that comes up in a scenario that kids are looking for answers or looking for some type of faith walk experience. And it just happens more on a one-to-one basis.
John Beilein has just moved on to be the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you've been an assistant coach in a number of plays. Would you want to be a head coach again somewhere?
Right now I'm just in this season of lifetime. That's not what drives me. I'm working for what I consider to be a tremendous head coach in LaValle Jordan. He is a man of integrity, a man of faith, loves his family. And, my efforts right now are just geared towards helping Coach Jordan in the leadership of the Butler University program. So would I ever want to be a head coach again? That really doesn't even cross my mind. It did maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but it isn't anything that ever crosses my mind. Right now, I'm thankful. Karen and I are very, very blessed with our life here in Indianapolis, with the opportunity we have here at Butler. And certainly you learn down the road of life to just do today as well as you can do today. You don't get caught up with the past, and you don't be, you're not a prisoner of the future. You're basically just trying to do today well.
Kind of live in the moment.
Amen.
How do you stay strong spiritually, just in yourself? What do you do to keep yourself strong?
Well, the one thing that, Karen and I do every morning, and sometimes our alarm clock will go off at 5:15 a.m. Because she's a school nurse at Center Grove Middle School here south of Indianapolis, and it takes her a little while to get to work. But we do devotions every morning together, and we pray together every morning. And I've found, that is certainly a way to just kind of ground you. You start every day thanking the Lord for His mercies that are new every morning, and we've been through probably dozens of devotional books, different authors. I mean, and David Jeremiah and Sarah Young, and just so many just daily devotionals that we enjoy doing together. And then obviously there are those books that you read that encourage you in your faith walk, and different involvement with the church. We're in a life group at East 91 here in north of Indianapolis. So just day to day, keep your eyes on the cross. Know that following Christ is an abundant life. We're still younger coaches. If you can't live the dream, you can certainly live an abundant and a tremendous adventure with your faith walk.
Jeff Meyer, it's been great getting back together with you again. I consider you a good friend. And let's close it this way. I know you've got a number of verses bouncing around in your head. Is there a favorite verse that you'd like to leave with us today?
Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you, but to prosper you. And, certainly the Lord has, in this season of life, given us a hope and a future that we feel like we're living right now. Karen and I feel like we're living our hope and our future. This is certainly, and in our marriage verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. So you mentioned a number of schools we've been, places that we've been, Tom, and certainly the Lord has been faithful to direct our paths. And we just want to give Him the glory and honor Him with our life together.
Jeff Meyer, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll meet again.
It's great to see you again, Tom.
All right. Jeff Meyer, the assistant coach of basketball at Butler University. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Jeff. And had a lot of contacts over the years in college basketball, and one of them is Mike Davis, who, of course, was the head coach at Indiana University from 2000 to 2006. And I had the opportunity during the entire time that Mike Davis was there to be his chaplain. And Mike is at Detroit Mercy University. And we're going to try to get him on the show one of these days. We got to get to Detroit and talk to Mike Davis and see how he's doing. After leaving from 2006, he went to UAB, the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Then he went and spent some time at Texas Southern, and now he's at Detroit Mercy. But I'm sure his testimony is still the same. And we're going to try to get him on the show. But Jeff Meyer, as you heard, we don't know what Butler's going to do this year. They had kind of a down year last year, but I think the Bulldogs are going to be back, and we'll try to keep you informed as to what's going on. Speaking of keeping you informed, I want to let you know that, as we said, we're always happy when a Christian athlete or a Christian coach gets promoted, and one of my best friends, Matt Hurges, who I've talked about many times, is going to be the new head pitch. He's going to be the new pitching coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that means that's going to be one more team that we're going to have to keep an eye on. Torrey Lavullo is the manager there with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and out there in Phoenix, it's going to be kind of fun to watch to see what happens with Matt Hurges and the as he becomes the pitching coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, you know, of all the players that we have, of all the coaches and athletes, players that we have, you can check them out on our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com, and we hope you'll do that. We hope you'll take a look and pray for these guys. Prayer works. I'm telling you, prayer works. And we want you to pray for these guys and pray for all the different athletes that we have on here, whatever sport they might be in. We hope that you'll pray for them, because that's where Satan loves to, that's his playground. But we know that God works in all those situations. And in fact, I want to take you to a verse today as we close from Micah 7:7, which says this: "As for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me." Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Don't you believe that God answers prayer? We certainly do. And we certainly see that happen in so many ways here at Face to Face. So we hope that that happens for you. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.